Southwark News, Thursday, January 22nd, 2015. Councillors set to vote through own pay rise. The 2%, or 2.2% increase, will be the same as officers. Councillors were preparing to award themselves a pay rise of up to £1,300 last night. They were expected to back a proposed 2.2% increase for each of Southwark Council's 63 elected members, after a recommendation from an independent review panel. They will all now see a bonus of around £230 on top of their annual allowance of £10,599, in line with the advice from the London Council's independent remuneration panel. But those with extra responsibilities will soon be paid even more. Depending on the number of hours they work elsewhere, Cabinet members and the Deputy Leader can be paid up to £45,175, an increase of £970. The leader of the council, Councillor Peter John, could now earn £1,300 more, taking his salary to a potential £61,998. Though the report from the London Council's panel did recommend the slight increase in the basic allowance, it did not recommend the same increase to these top-up fees, known as special responsibility allowances. It said, "We are acutely aware that now is not the time to increase allowances made to councillors, though we continue to recommend that members' allowances be pegged to the annual local government pay settlement. Such pegging will ensure that councillors can receive annual increases which are in line with those received by staff. We fully accept that, in the current financial climate, it will be entirely inappropriate to increase members' allowances beyond the annual updating. The 2.2% increase will be the same as that being given to council officers." Councillor John defended the pay rise being given to councillors. He said, "When first elected in 2010, this administration reduced the cost of allowances and has frozen them ever since. 4 years on, the Independent Panel for the Remuneration of Councillors in London is recommending that councillor allowances are brought in line with local authority staff pay. I think bringing them in line and then linking it directly to local council staff pay is the best way of ensuring that any change in allowances is proportionate and fair."